Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Pony has tweeted to get people upset with me. Then I called TJ Watt a loser. I said a powder is a loser. Thank you very much. And as I've expressed to him, Pony, no matter what you do, they're not going to love you over there. You can try as hard as you can. They're not going to love you.
I thought it was a good segment.
It was a great segment.
We had some new blood on from Cincinnati.
What'd you think of him, Austin Elmore?
I thought he's good. I thought he was really good.
Thanks to Ken Wyman, 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore, for jumping on the show. And Bob Haney next week when he joins us on the show, hopefully. Maybe it'll be Boot Powell for all we know at this juncture. Coming up at 9:20 this morning, the great Iron Eagle will join us on the show.
Maybe.
Unless it's accidentally Don Crickey or something like that by the time we get to that time. Anyway, it's a tremendous honor. At least it was a year ago. Now I think it might have changed. Explain your feelings about Stephen Vogt winning Manager of the Year. We're going to get back to Darius and the whole thing. Because there's some people who are saying we should be harder on Darius this morning. And we didn't get a chance to let that breathe. I'm going to let that breathe coming up here momentarily about people saying we should have been harder on Darius Garland today. But how do you see Stephen Vogt won Manager of the Year? I think it's a tough thing to win, obviously. Terry won it three times here,
yes.
Right?
Yes,
three times. See how many times he wins the NL Manager of the Year. I don't think he's ever won NL Manager of the Year.
Ooh, I like that.
Might be a chance now with the Cincinnati Reds.
It was a Philly.
Yeah.
Yeah, he flamed out in Philly pretty quickly.
Yes, he did. And then in Boston, he was obviously pretty famous, and in Cleveland, he was pretty famous.
They refused to give him NL Manager of the Year in Boston.
No, they refused to do it. Wasn't going to happen. Does the Kevin Stefanski two-time coach
so
of the year?
Unfair.
It is unfair.
It is categorically unfair.
But it is categorically a thought that passes a lot of people's
now
minds.
Now we don't want guys to win Coach of the Year, Manager of the Year.
Every time we bring up Kevin Stefanski, we used to say two-time Coach of the Year, and there were so many people who said, guys, enough is enough. It's a voted-on thing. Don't want to hear it. Okay. All right. Like, we must know this. Within the course of 2 years, you could have three Coach of the Years in all three sports. Stefanski, who by the time Kenny Atkinson may win it, may be gone, for all we know. And you've had Stephen Vogt. And obviously Stefanski, as I just mentioned. So you could have three guys in two seasons across all three sports win Coach of the Year. I gotta ask, does Kevin Stefanski being a two-time Coach of the Year, with the way things are going for the Browns right now, emotionally, logically, it doesn't, and logically, it shouldn't. I'm asking your emotions. Does it take something away from Stephen Vogt winning Manager of the Year?
No. No, it does not.
Not emotionally?
It shouldn't.
You're a lying sack of potatoes.
It should not. I'm very happy for Stephen Vogt. This is well earned.
He exceeded
all my wildest expectations for what he was going to do with that team this year. To be sitting there in a bar in Buffalo, rooting for the Guardians in the playoffs against the Yankees with all these idiot Yankee fans around me, with Mitch watching in Cleveland, all the idiot Yankee fans, and I'm sitting there going, I am proud of my manager. I'm proud of my manager. this guy is going to be a really good one, and I absolutely love it. It has nothing to do. I wasn't thinking about Kevin Stefanski yesterday, except when people texted me about Kevin Stefanski winning Coach of the Year twice. Then I had to think about it. And I was
disgusted. So what are you thinking?
And
what are you thinking, buddy?
I was disgusted. Can we not enjoy these hard-earned honors?
They are. I want honesty out of people. I want honesty out of people. Because people are fit to be tied with the Cleveland Browns. Did yesterday Stephen Vogt winning AL Manager of the Year, not happen less than an hour before the Cavs tipped off. Stephen Vogt wins Manager of the Year. Because of what's going on with the Browns recently, and because of the arguments that a lot of people have made, like you can't keep telling me Kevin Stefanski's Coach of the Year, which some people are going, Ken, how many Coach of the Years have won a Super Bowl recently? Like that was said. So if that's the way you feel, and you've made that argument, you can't tell me it doesn't mix in at least a little bit.
So should I be rooting for him to be a finalist and not a winner?
No. That's where it makes no sense at all. You don't want him to be just a finalist and not a winner. You don't want him to not win it. But when he does win it, you cannot tell me emotionally it's somewhere in the back of your head going, yeah, I was happy when Kevin Stefanski won Coach of the Year. I want answers.
Look,
and
I'm
I want the truth.
I'm not celebrating. I'm not having people over.
274-0092.
We're not doing champagne showers over this.
Champagne wishes.
But I do think it's a nice nod. Now, fans are getting mad at
other showers we can have.
Yes, there are many. I'm not going to sit here and every day have to argue.
Golden showers, go. Go ahead.
When people consistently.
I didn't do it.
Now, the way they say two-time coach of the year, I can't stand that. Like, he earned it. He earned it. Stefanski earned him. What would you have rather had him be a terrible head coach those years? I don't understand why that now works against him by a lot of fans. Like obviously, Stefanski was well regarded. He's having a terrible season this year. It's been a total flop. That doesn't nullify everything he had done before that. And so
no.
I'm not.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Going to do that with Steve Boat. Steve Boat is terrible this year.
When you break it down logically, it's nonsensical. It's really nonsensical.
Same thing happened for Mike Brown. Mike Brown won Coach of the Year when they won 66 games.
Yeah.
And then it got used against him.
Well, but this is part of what I think we're getting to here. It's Coach of the Year. You obviously did something right. But it can't be coach forever. Coach of the forever.
Right. Yeah, you're not a great coach forever just because you won it. Yes,
yeah.
I agree with you.
Like, he's been a great coach in the past. Now, I don't think that all that just went away. However, when you make him fire people, that kind of goes counteractive. When you put him with a quarterback who's a basket case, that's kind of counteractive. Now, maybe he wanted that quarterback who's a basket case. It wouldn't revoke Coach of the Year from last year, but in the grand scheme of things, it would certainly take away from it. Now, wouldn't it? For people's emotions. But for Stephen Vogt, it's like, I can't deny you the greatness of what you did last year. 92 wins, the AL Central pennant. A run to the ALCS for the first time in 8 years, which, boy, it seems like a city like Cleveland and a market like Cleveland should not have a run every 8 years to the ALCS, but here they are because they're a successful, well-run organization. But I do think that it does emotionally play into everybody, because if you've made this argument over the past, how long's the season been? 2 months. If you made this argument over the last 2 months and said, Kenny, Anthony, you guys can't say coach of the year, two-time coach of the year. Stop saying two-time coach of the year. Stop it. Get it out of your lexicon. I'm gonna tell you guys off if you do it again. And then all of a sudden, he wins manager of the year. It's in the back of your head. There's no way. You cover all three teams. You follow all three teams as a fan. There's no way it doesn't play into that. These things mix. Like it or not, fair or not, and it's not fair, they mix.
Yeah, most of the guys that have won this, I mean, I know we've seen in the NFL, there have been some guys that have won it where you're like, huh? Over time. I mean, you know, Jason Garrett as coach of the year. Ron Rivera, I think, has two of those coach of the years. All right, but in the American League, just look at the American League. All right, Brandon Hyde, Orioles last year. Terry Francona, Kevin Cash, Rocco Baldelli, Tito again. Now, there was a Jeff Banister. If you put a gun in my head, I wouldn't have been able to tell you what team he managed. It was the Texas Rangers. I'm just being honest.
High on baseball with Anthony Lima.
But Ron Gardenhire, Joe Madden.
Hey, no Ron Gardenhire.
Mike Socia.
Good last name. Mike Socia is a well-known guy.
Jim Leland, you heard of him?
Jim Leland.
Ozzie Guillen.
Anybody who likes cigarettes at any time in their life like Jim Leland. Ozzie Guillen. Those are managers of the year, man. Those are successful guys.
I think it's a good sign. I think everybody should. You don't have to, again, we don't have to throw parade.
It's not a bad sign.
Over him doing this.
It's not a bad sign. Kevin Stefanski didn't become a boob because he won Coach of the Year. In people's eyes, he might have become a boob for something completely different. He might have been a boob for, if this is true about you saying about him having to fire people he didn't want to fire, then if you didn't put your foot down, maybe it's boobery to some of the fans out there.
Kadarius Toney play. I don't think you lose one of your Coach of the Years over that, but, you know, there have been some people I could see wanting to take it away.
Wait a minute. They're two and seven going into that game. Do you really care that Kadarius Toney got a look?
How many times did they run that play, you think?
In practice?
Yes. How many times? He was supposed to be a kick returner.
It looks like less than two.
But greater than...
Zero. You can't not practice a play and do it in a game. Guys, that's football 101. Like, we did have a moment in youth football where I swear to I can't believe I'm comparing the Browns to youth football, but here we go, where I had a coach who wanted us to take a knee, and I go, it's not installed. They don't know how to do it. We can't just go under center and take a knee.
That's a great point.
And I, like,
that's
the next week,
coaching.
We were going, hey, get him under center so we could take, because it was a victory formation. He's like, why are we doing shotgun? I go, because that's what's taught. They don't know anything else. I had another couple of kids yell at each other over a punt. I go, they can't yell at each other over a punt. You don't practice punts. Because the rules, we didn't even know whether or not you could punt. I swear to God, it's like they make it up as they go every now and then on whether or not we can punt or not. Owen knows this.
Well, it was very apparent when we played in the horseshoe that you guys didn't know.
Oh, boy. Well,
no, it's true. No. That's a shot. I'll tell you that. I don't like that. But, you know, whatever. I'll take it. We lost. But you would get different refs, and refs would be like,
rules do change week to week. With refs.
If you get different refs and it's just up to their whim and they go, yeah, we're doing live punts, or no, we don't need to waste our time doing live punts. Okay, well, if you had to do a punt and I had two kids yelling at each other, I go, what are you guys yelling at each other for? We don't practice this. You can't yell at each other for doing something we don't practice. So I would hope Kevin Stefanski, now that we're back on track, wouldn't just say, hey, Kadarius, let's go try this.
I don't know. It
That's irresponsible.
I had the feelings of Stefanski going, we need a play to open up some eyes.
You would never
Tony,
do that.
Tony,
you would never, you would never do that.
Me?
You would never do that.
He's sitting on the bench with his helmet off.
You would never.
We're going to run that play. That's like the wheel of plays and the wheel of players.
Like,
we're going to spin the first wheel.
Well, they dot, go
dot, 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 Tony.
They transverse each other.
What play are we going to run? Dot, 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 dot.
Was it Martin Lawrence in the SNL skit at the end of the bench in the Nets jersey? Because he was the 12th man, and the whole thing was he was like making dinner at the end of the bench and all that stuff.
By the way, you know who won Coach of the Year after Kevin Stefanski?
Who?
Mike Vrabel.
Uh-oh. God. Wait, we don't. Come on. Cavs played last night. We don't need to do that right now.